الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وعلى أزواجه وعلى أصحابه وعلى المؤمنين الذين اتبعوه بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين آمين I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah Praise to Him and His Highness who has sent his messengers to guide humanity to the right path. And the final of them, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. I bear witness that he is the final messenger of Allah, who has been sent as mercy to humanity. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the souls of his house, his descendants, his wives, his companions, and the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today is about wahdaniyatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa ta'birihi an nafsihi bi sighatay al-mufrad wal-jam' fi al-Quran al-Karim. My khutbah today is about the oneness of Allah. Allah is one. And he expresses this oneness by using the first pronoun I once and we in other occasions. The main reason I'm using this topic is the occasion of the Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, that Western Christians think that he was born in December 25th, and Eastern Christians think that he was born in January 7th. Whether this or that, it's a detail. What is important is how the followers of Isa alayhi salam, Jesus Christ, how they think of him, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us Muslims to tell the world the corrections, the right story about Isa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered a major problem our brothers in faith before us, the Christians, which they think or they thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different shapes. God is having just three personalities in one. And they express that as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost as one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered them in Surah Al-Ikhlas. And this is chapter 112 of the Holy Quran. And he says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. O Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, O believers, tell the world that Allah is one. Allahu Samad, the second ayah, the second verse. Allah is the eternal, the source of sustenance to the world. Nobody else is. لم يلد ولم يولد, the third verse of this great surah, great chapter of the Holy Quran. He was not born, and he did not give birth to anybody. And finally, the last verse of this surah, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدٌ. And there is nobody and nothing is equal to him. Allah is unique in that. So nobody we can see on earth can resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, he told us in Surah Sa'd, this is chapter 38 of the Holy Quran, verse 65, about himself. He's telling us so we can tell the world. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا مُنذِرٌ وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارُ. O Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, tell the world, I am just a warner. I am warning you. But there is no other God except the one, the mighty, the exalted. There is one. And in Surah Al-Hadid, this is chapter 57 of the Holy Quran, verse 4, يقول عز وجل هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. Describing himself, he is the first. So he is one, he is the first. And he will be the last when all will be disappearing. And he is the seen, the unseen. He would show himself in the Day of Judgment. And he knows everything. And in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter 42 of the Holy Quran, verse 11, يقول عز وجل ليس كمثله شيء. There is nothing like him. So nobody, nothing we can imagine. And finally, he is trying to reason with us, with the humans, to convince us that there cannot be more than one God. He said, and this is in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 22. يقول عز وجل لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about heavens and earth and one and what's in between them. And he's telling us, oh you human, think about it. If there is more than one God in heavens and earth, they would be corrupted. They would fight against each other. They would be rivals, trying to reason with us. Not only that, even the Old Testament, the Torah, which was before, the Injil, the New Testament, this is what the Israelites who were followers of Musa alayhi salam, peace be to him, followed. And in the Torah, it is very clear that Allah also is one mentioned there. This is in Isaiah 45, Isaiah, they pronounce it Isaiah. The verse says, God states, I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God beside me. So, in the Torah, it is no God beside me, I'm just alone. And in the Holy Quran, it is really very clear as I recited. So there was something missed in between, and it has to be corrected. But there are also other religions in this world in which they think or they believe that there are more than one God, like in Hinduism, for example. And the answer from the Holy Quran would say it's just one, despite the fact of the usage of the honorific term we. In fact, it's, in English it's called the royal majestic term. And we should not be, in fact, some people even took it, I read it in the internet, that why does Allah use the word we? إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have descended the Holy Quran, al-dhikr, and we are going to preserve it until the Day of Judgment. Why is Allah using the word we? This may be the evidence that there is somebody else beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kings and presidents of today, they use that. And they're just human beings, and they would be mortal, they will die. Even you can say presidents of companies or corporations or even departments, he or she would say we, expressing really that the position I am occupying represents many people. All these employees in my companies, I represent them. We do that. So if humans are using that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, the creator of humans, is really, it's normal. It's a given that he uses that. In a very direct answer to those who claim that Allah is more than one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4 of the Holy Quran, verses 171, 172, give them really direct instruction. And as Muslims, we tell it to the world. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم. O you people of the book, do not exaggerate your religion. ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. And don't say anything about God except the truth. إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله. عيسى, Jesus, the son of Mary, was the messenger of Allah. وكلماته, and his word. What's his word? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, if he wants, if he wills something to be, he just say, be, and it is. كن فيكون. And if they wonder about the creation of Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, peace be to him, without a father, how about Adam? Which is harder? At least Isa has a mother. And how about heavens? How about earth? If you, yeah, if you, how do you have a problem about Allah's or God's capability to create a human being out without a father? And you believe he can create heavens and earth and what's in between. And he can create Adam, giving him unique new characteristics as father of our species. عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم. His word thrown to Maryam. وروح منه. And part of his spirit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in many verses throughout the Holy Quran that we have, every single human being, we have part of God's spirit. He is al-awwal. He is al-hay. القيوم. He is the first and he is the eternally living. He is the beginning of life. And when life is started in the cosmos, it's from him. How is this hard? Then, if he is the messenger of Allah and he is his word thrown to Maryam, Mary, his mother, and he has the spirit given to the spirit, this information, DNA. Then what? فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. Then your job is to believe in Allah and his capabilities and what the messenger has taught you. This is what you need to focus on, the teachings of the messenger of Allah. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَةٌ. And don't say Allah is free. It's direct instruction to anyone in the world that Allah is not free. إِنْتَهُ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Stop saying that. It's better for you. إِنَّمَا اللَّهُ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ سُبْحَانَهُ. Allah is one God. Praise to him. أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ وَلَدْ. He doesn't need a son. He is the creator of cosmos, the whole world, all seven heavens and beyond, and what's in between. He doesn't need a son. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. He has all what's in heavens and in earth. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. That's enough for him. He doesn't need a son. لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ. المسيح, peace and blessing be upon him, does not think of himself higher to be a worshipper of Allah. Abdan lillah means worshipper of Allah, not a slave of Allah. Muslims are not slaves. We are not slaves. If Allah wants us to be slaves, it's an honor. He doesn't want. Listen to me in this ayah. I said it before, and I hope people would learn from it more. لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ ولا الملائكة المقربون. Not only Jesus, Isa, does not think of himself higher than worshiping Allah, nor the closest of angels, the mighty angels, Jibril, وميكائيل, وإسرائيل, ومالك, peace be to them. They would not disdain, they would not think of themselves higher than worshiping of Allah. وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ. And whoever disdains, whoever thinks of himself higher than worshiping of Allah, فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا. And there will be a day, a time, when all of them will be brought helpless in front of him. Then there will be accountability. But my focus here is لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله. المسيح, the Messiah, Jesus, will not disdain to be عبد لله. What's the meaning of عبد? أن لا يستنكف عن عبادته. In the same ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the meaning of عبد. He says, it is the one who worships Allah. And the essence of Islam is really choice. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنَ. And choice contradicts with slavery, which is helplessness. We are not robots. And Isa, peace be to him, would not abstain from worshipping Allah. He is the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then why is Allah mentioning in some ayat the pronoun, once using the first pronoun I and another we? And I said, it's just honorific way of speaking. The kings use it. It's known as royal we. We, the king of such and such, we want to do that. We, the president of such and such country, we do that. Or we, the people in this company or this school, we do this. It's the majestic plural, no more, no less. Even in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use it, the plural we, for even tyrants like the Pharaoh of Egypt at the time of Musa alayhi salam. In Surah Taha, chapter 20 of the Holy Quran, verse 58. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فلنأتينك بسحر مثله فاجعل بيننا وبينك موعدا لا نخلفه نحن ولا أنت مكانا سويا. The Pharaoh will answer in Surah Ash-Shura 26 verses 54 and 55, and he says, the Pharaoh is describing the believers, إن هؤلاء لشرذمة قليلون. These are the just a small number of people. وإنهم لنا لغائضون. They are teasing us. Their presence, the fact that they worship somebody else other than me, is teasing us. The focus, my focus here is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning what the Pharaoh said exactly. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِضُونَ. The Pharaoh says, to us. He referring to himself as in the plural form. Most of the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refer to himself with the first pronoun, ana or inni, I. For example, just giving examples. In Surah Al-Hijr, this is chapter 15, verse 49, Allah Azza wa Jal said, نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Tell my worshippers, oh Muhammad, tell worship my worshippers, I am the forgiver, I am the merciful. The point here, he said I about himself, but with confirmation, inni ana. And when he speaks about his mercy and his deity, in fact, also in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 160, he Azza wa Jal describes himself, وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. I am the one who accepts repentance, and I am the merciful. Also, in many areas in the Holy Quran, many in the surahs and the verses, he promised to support believers and give them glad tidings about their destination in paradise, inshallah. And he says, وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني. If my worshipper asks you, O Muhammad, about me, I am very near answering their call. We say this all the time when we end the first khutbah in Jum'ah. Inni means I, the first pronoun. In plural, in Surah Al-An'am, this is chapter 6, 51. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. Don't kill your children out of fear of poverty, because we give you sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using we here, expressing his great capability to sustain the universe. All dwellers who live in heavens and earth, all the heavens, and he told us also there are seven earths. وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ. And there are people living, or creatures living in between. And he is the ultimate sustainer. Then he uses, if he is the one to claim using the we. I can't think of anybody greater. And in Surah Al-Hijr, chapter 15, verse 23, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to himself with we, نَحْنُ. Why? Think about it. He's talking about life and death. We are the ones who give life and death. Who else in the world? And can creations do that? Absolutely not. Also, the miraculous acts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like creation of humans. This is Surah Maryam, chapter 19, verse 67. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَوَلَا يَذَّكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا. Doesn't the human being think about the idea, the fact that we have created him and he was nothing before? Just think about that. So when it comes to something that the humans cannot do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using we, and it is understood. But by no way this can be a support for what those who think Allah is a three. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us tell this message to the world, to correct our brothers who were previous from us in faith, to put them in the right path, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is very close, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, in one hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه عنهما, when he sent Mu'adh to Yemen, this is a hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام sent Mu'adh, one of his companions, to Yemen at the beginning of Islam, he gave him advice. And he said, إِنَّكَ تَقْدُمُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. You are going to meet with people of the book in Yemen. Because Yemen, had Jews and had Christians. فليكن أول ما تدعوهم إليه أن يوحدوا الله تعالى. So the advice of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, he picked the most important thing because he knows what the people of the book, the ones before us, are thinking. And he said to him, the first what you call them for is the oneness of Allah. That Allah is one. Then after that, you tell them about prayers and about fasting and about charity and about Hajj. But this should be established first. If it is done right, then the human being would be safe and sound in his mind, and all his actions would be more understood and better. And in another hadith عن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أيها الناس إن ربكم واحد. O people, your Lord is one. It's a long hadith, but the focus on that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us and support the believers in telling his message to humanity. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا دينا إلا سددته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيم واعتدل straighten the lines and complete them, it's a sunnah. الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسوله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون، ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا. فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله، وأما الذين استنكفوا واستكبروا فيعذبهم عذابا أليما، ثم لا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.